Well, good evening, everybody. Oh my goodness, this is Executive Consultant Maria Elena Hernandez from Laredo, Texas, and I am so excited to hear everybody calling in from all over the United States. Super excited to hear you all. Tonight we have a very, very special guest, guys. This gentleman is a very, very special friend. We call each other brother and sister, and we've known each other since I came into the business in 2012, and this gentleman has been so instrumental in the growth of our business. He has earned the Pure Energy Award at Ambition. He has also been gracing the cover of Success from Home several times. He's been on the cover, and also his success story is featured inside one of the magazines. And then he was also featured as one of Ambit's top mentors in one of the Success from Home magazines. He's also been an amazing speaker and trainer at several company events, including Simulcast and Ambition. He has also been recognized time and time and again for that beautiful, beautiful public speaking skills that he has. And so we are very honored to feature him tonight. In fact, he was invited by Brian McClure, one of our ambassadors, to go ahead and be on the call tonight. Guys, without any further ado, I would like to go ahead and introduce to you tonight my brother, executive consultant, David Nunez. David, are you on?
I am here, Maria Elena. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, David, loud and clear. Well, the mic is yours. Guys, I'm just going to go ahead and advise you to take notes. If you have a notepad and a pen, I have mine right here with me because this is going to be an exciting call. You're going to have to want to take a lot of notes. David is going to give us a wealth of information of how we can grow our business during the holidays, guys. That's when a lot of people tend to slow down. But David's going to teach us a way not to and to continue growing our business even in the midst of the holidays. David, it's all yours.
Thank you so much, sister. And thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. Just always love everything that you do for our company. And thank you again for helping us out on this call. Brian McClure shot me a text earlier this afternoon. He sends his apologies. He was not feeling well today, so he asked if I could do him the favor and take over the call. And I said, absolutely. And as I was thinking about what to share, you know, just found out about being on this call a few hours ago. The one thing that came to my mind is just how to be building this business through the holidays. Because as Maria Elena mentioned, that's usually one of the primary times where people decide to slow down and, you know, take it off. But I'm going to show you why on this call, why we need to take full advantage of these holidays and be able to invite more and more people into our business. So before I go into sharing some tips with you and also sharing with you the one thing that's going to make the difference, I'm going to go ahead and just share my story, because I know there's a lot of people on this call who have probably are brand new and have probably never heard my story before. So my name is David Nunez, and I'm from Edinburgh, Texas. That's deep, deep down south Texas in the Rio Grande Valley. I got started in this business back in January of 2010. So the reason why I started this business is because I was in a very tough spot in my life. My mom had just passed away. I was a brand new dad, and I had lost one of those quote unquote secure jobs. So all of that happened within a span of 3 months in 2009. When I finally started working again, guess what? I started at the bottom of the corporate ladder, you know, trying to make ends meet. And it was a hard time in my life because I had a brand new baby. And I needed to be able to make more money because it wasn't about me anymore. It was about me, you know, and my son. So right before the end of 2009 in December, I'll never forget, I got a call from one of my friends that I had known for a few years at that point. And he asked me the most silliest question I had ever been asked before. And that question goes something like this: how many people do you know that use electricity? And I remember I chuckled and I said, are you serious, or are you just, you know, messing around? Why are you asking me that? He's like, just curious, how many people do you know that use electricity? And I said, everybody. And then I further thought he had gone mad when he said, how many of them do you think would like to pay less for it or potentially even get it for free? And I said, okay, I'm pretty sure everybody would like to pay less and get it for free. But you know what really piqued my interest was when he asked the magic question, how would you like to get paid for referring a service that everybody has and can't has to have and can't live without? And that's when I said, Eureka. I said, something that everybody has to have and cannot live without. I started thinking about it. And I said, electricity, right? But you know what? I was still skeptical because you see, I have no experience in network marketing. Okay. Ambit is my first and only network marketing company that I've ever been a part of. You know, I come from traditional corporate America. I wasn't the brightest kid in school. I actually failed a grade in high school. So I spent what normal people spend 4 years in high school. I spent five, and I went to college for 5 years, and I still don't have a college degree. So when I finally heard about this opportunity, and I was just, you know, having traditional jobs, both in retail and in sales, I said, wow, you know, I really was skeptical because I didn't think somebody like me would be able to be successful in it. So, you know, finally, after a couple of weeks of my friend calling me literally every single day, which I give thanks to God that he did that, I finally agreed to take a look at the opportunity. I remember two gentlemen were there, executive consultant Jeff Brogan. He was a senior at the time. And then this other gentleman who's a national and was an executive at that time, Rigoberto Yepes, were sitting down at the table at a Starbucks inside of Barnes & Noble. And on a napkin, on a Starbucks napkin with circles and dollar signs, they shared this Ambit opportunity with me. And you see, there was no magazines. We weren't featured in Success From Home back in those days. There was no credibility tools like we have or even videos. So they had to show me the business on a Starbucks napkin with circles and dollar signs, right? And as I was taking a look at the business, two things I knew was A, everybody in Texas and everybody that I knew used electricity. And the thing that got me more excited was that everybody I didn't know used the stuff and was addicted to it. So I said, so this is something that everybody has to have, you know. And I'm giving, for those of you that have been in the business for a while, I know I heard several executives on here like Anthony and Josephine and Marilena and Jeff, you know, this is a little blast from the past because you see, when I got started in Ambit Energy, it was not $75. And when those people that I just mentioned got started in Ambit Energy, it wasn't $75. It was $429 plus your $24.95 website to get started in the business. So when back in the days when we would say I didn't have the money to get started, I really meant I did not have the money to get started because I was about to lose my truck. I was 3 months behind on my truck note. My truck payment, I'll never forget, was $516. And then I thought to myself, okay, I cannot even afford the $516. How in the world am I ever going to be able to afford another, you know, $458 to get started in this business that I have no clue if it works or not? But you know what? I was desperate and I really needed to change. And for things to change, you have to change. So I made a decision to rally up the money. It took me about 7 days to come up with the money. That's why nowadays when people say, I have to come up with the money, I tell them, you know what, if I came up with almost $500 in 7 days, you can come up with $100 in a couple of days. You really can. Okay. And I got started in this business. I was not a fast tracker. It took me about 8 months and a few days to get to regional. It took me 13 months after that to get to senior. And then it took me about 4 years and 9 months to get to executive consultant. And I've been an executive consultant for about maybe 5 years now. So I've been in the business for this coming January, Lord willing, is going to be 12 years that I've been part of this opportunity. So I've been around for a while and I was not a fast tracker and I'm not, you know, anybody special in this business. I was just somebody that was really hungry to get started in the business. And that one thing that it's going to take for you to be successful is discipline. All right. If you're taking notes, please write that down. Because you see, motivation has nothing or very little, if that, to do with success. Very little to do. Maybe 1%, if that, motivation has anything to do with success. The people that achieve great success in life achieved it because they were disciplined, not because they were motivated. Okay? So I'll be honest with you. All of my Abbott career, I was not motivated the majority of the time. I was desperate. I had a five-month-old baby boy when I got started. I didn't have enough money to buy diapers and formula for him. You know, I was in debt up to my eyeballs. I had to make ends meet. You know, my ends didn't always meet. Sometimes they waved at each other when they passed by each other, but my ends never met. I needed to make more money. And you see, motivation had nothing to do with it. Because you see, if you fall in that category where you say, well, I need to feel motivated to invite someone to take a look at the business, then guess what? You're going to wait a long time. Because the moment it starts to rain outside, the moment it gets cold outside, like we're in the cooler months, and I know some of you are up in the Northeast in cooler states, you know, the moment it starts to snow, the moment that, you know, someone tells you no, guess what? Your motivation goes out the door, and you're not going to do anything. So you have to develop small habits that over a period of time are going to create astronomical results, okay? It's not going to happen overnight, but you can change little habits overnight. It's like Jim Rohn says, you cannot change your destination overnight, but you can change the moving of the sails. You can change the direction that you're going overnight. Okay? So overnight you can make that decision tonight. November 21st, 2021, you can make that decision tonight and say, you know what? Tonight's going to be the night that I'm going to restart my Abbott business. It doesn't matter how long you've been in the business. I don't care if you've been in the business for 2 years and you're still a marketing consultant. There's still hope. You can still make it. You're just going to have to tweak some things, okay? And all of this process, what it's all about is one word. You have to become, okay? You have to become. There's this book by an author named James Clear called Atomic Habits. I would recommend that you look at that book and on Amazon, amazing book, talks about, you know, changing your bad habits, teeny tiny habits that have an astronomical change in your overall results. Because you see, we live in a microwave world. We live in a world where people want to, you know, okay, I read 2 pages of a book. Where's my money? You know, I ate a great meal. I want to look like a supermodel. You see, people want overnight results, but they don't realize that wherever they are today is because of little habits, of little decisions that they made over a period of time. One example, when I met my wife, thank God I finally weigh what I weighed, my wife and I, when we met each other. But you see, when we met each other, you know, brand new, you know, hey, let's go out to eat, let's go on dates, let's eat this, let's eat that, right? And I remember going out for burgers and fries, and then the next morning stepping on the scale, oop, it didn't change. Then the next evening, let's go out for some pizza, got on the scale the next day, oh, I still weigh the same, awesome, I guess I have a fast metabolism. Then I kept going. And then, oh, let's eat some, you know, candy, and let's eat some popcorn, and let's eat all this other stuff. And then before you know it, this is a true story, 30 days later, boom, 20 pounds heavier. I'm 20 pounds heavier. And I told my wife, she was my girlfriend at the time, I said, what meal caused me to weigh or to gain 20 pounds? You know, it sounds funny, you know, saying that, but in my little head at the time, I was thinking, what meal did I eat that caused me to gain 20 pounds? But you know what? It wasn't that meal that I ate. It was the daily meals that I ate over a period of time that caused me to get to that position. You see, good or bad, your daily habits are what's going to cause you to get to where you are today. So you are a product of your decisions, not your conditions, where you are at today. Okay, Benjamin Disraeli once said that men are not creatures of circumstances. Circumstances are creatures of men. In other words, if you start to think to yourself that, you know what, this circumstance, you know, it is because It is how it is because that's just the way it is. You know, you start delusionizing yourself, because the truth is that we create a lot of the circumstances that are in our lives today. Our health, our wealth, our happiness, our finances. You know, everything is created by the thoughts that we think most of the time. Now, I get it. We're all humans. It's impossible to have 100% positive thoughts in your mind all the time. Okay? Even me, David Nunez, I still have negative thoughts in my mind. But guess what? My positive thoughts outweigh the negative. And my positive thoughts are votes to my goals that I have set forth for myself and for my family. You know, there's this story that I read. James Clear, the author of that book, had a personal friend that lost over 100 pounds asking herself this question every single day. And I thought it was profound because we can use that in ambit, okay? And the question that this friend of his would ask herself is, what would a fit person eat? So whenever it came time to eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, you know, however many times she ate a day, she would always ask herself, what would a fit person eat? So she would look at what was in front of her, and if the answer was a fit person would not eat this, she wouldn't eat it. And she would look for something, a healthier option that got her, you know, that was going to help her. And over time, she lost over 100 pounds asking herself that question because she wanted to become fit. So she had to start thinking like a fit person. So what do you want to become? I know you want to make money, so I'm not going to ask you, do you want to make money? Because you wouldn't be on this call on Sunday night if you didn't, right? I heard people from Pennsylvania chiming in, and I know the Steelers are playing tonight, and you're still on this call. So that means that you want to make money. But what do you want to become? Because you see, what's more valuable is who you become on the way to making more money. Because if you hit the lottery tonight and $10 million was deposited into your bank account, guess what? Within a few years, you'd be right where you are today. Because you haven't become the person that you need to become to be able to make or to sustain, more well said, that kind of income. So it's all about becoming. One of the things that I started asking myself, because you see, 6 months ago, I got really serious about my personal development. And I started reading one book every single week since then. I'm at 23 books so far. So I'm like one book ahead. So I've been reading one book every single week. And whenever I go to the gym, instead of listening to music, I listen to audios. At least 30 minutes to an hour of an audio every single day before I go on and listen to music. Because why? Because I want to become a person of value, to be able to give value to other people, to be able to make more money. I hope that makes sense. So I'm an executive consultant, all right? So in order for me to become a national, notice how I said the word become a national, I have to become a national right now before I become a national in the flesh. When I finally get the pin, when I finally get the raise, you know, I want to be a $1 million earner. Guess what? It all starts with making your first $100, then $1,000, and then $10,000, and so on and so forth. You know, every single $1 million earner on this call can tell you that they got really good at helping people make $100, helping a lot of people make $100. And that's how they got to the position that they were in, because they started to grow from there. All right. So it's all about changing those habits and getting the discipline to be able to succeed in your business. The reason why you want to build your business now is because I promise you, my wife and I, my family, you know, just to share my story of how Ambit has changed my life. 7 years ago, almost, I was able to walk away from my job. So I haven't had a job in 7 years. I'm 40 years old. I retired at 33. My wife, we met when I was already 5 years into Ambit. So we've been married for 5 years. We got married about a year and a half or so after we started dating. So my wife's been a stay-at-home mom for 3 years. When our baby girl was born, She went on her maternity leave and never went back. Why? Because of Ambit Energy. And we have a big family. She had two daughters when I met her. I had two sons. And then the Lord saw a fit to be able to bless us with a baby girl of our own who just turned 3 on the 8th of this month. So we have 5 kids in total. Okay. In all fairness, one of them is already an adult. She's going to be 26, I believe, this in a couple of days on Tuesday. But there's still 4 children under my care, our care. And because of Ambit Energy, we've been able to do that. Now, was it easy to get there? No, it wasn't. But was it worth it? Absolutely. Was it worth having those disciplines, creating those habits to be able to get there? Absolutely. Am I perfect? Absolutely not. I have fallen so many times, but I've also gotten back up quickly so many times. You see, it's not about how many times you fall. It's about how many times you get up that's going to tell you if you're going to be successful or not in everything in life, right? So we have to continue to get up and dust ourselves, because right now there's a lot of people out there that have a sour face on them. Why? Because they don't want to be at work. They want to enjoy time with their families during the holidays. So if you're saying, you know what, I'm going to wait till the holidays are over to talk to people, well, that's when everybody's all, you know, things are different. You have a better chance of when you're at Target, when you're at Walmart, when you are at T-Mobile, you know, whatever store you're at, you know, Burlington, and you smile at that person and say, hi, how are you? I promise you, they'll tell you how they are. Because if you want to develop an above average income, you have to become an above average person, period. And how are you going to do that? By developing an above average handshake, an above average smile, and above average eye contact. I'll tell you, I used to struggle so much with self-conscious a lot. I couldn't look at people in the eyes. I couldn't smile. I couldn't say hello. And I was still executive consultant. But now the fact that I've learned how to smile at people, look at them in the eyes, you could not pay someone a better compliment than looking at them straight in their eyes and saying, hello, how are you? That's it. And if you're in a position where you can shake hands with them or fist bump them or, you know, do it. But if you can look them straight in the eye and smile and say, hey, how are you? How are you doing today? That's it. You see, don't go into it with, oh, this person has to become my consultant, because no, they don't. Don't look at them as a piece of meat. Look at them as a potential friend, and everything is going to fall into its place. So right now, my family's inside Target. I'm in the parking lot right now doing this call. So when I walk inside, guess what? The door greeter, the cashier, the people that are helping me out, I'm going to smile at them and say, hey, how was your night? How was your day at work? Because if it's already 9-something here in Texas, so they probably are closing, right? So, hey, how was your day at work? Oh, it was long. I'm so tired. Oh, really? How many hours did you work this week? I worked all day. You know, I worked my 40 hours. Or sometimes you're going to hear people say, I haven't been working many hours. You're going to be here. One thing you are going to be hearing a lot is people say, well, I'm working a lot of hours now, but just wait till Christmas is over. I'm not going to be working many hours after that. So then I always ask the follow-up question, well, what does that mean to your family? Well, I'm going to make less money, and I'm probably going to have to look for another job. Well, hey, I know you're at work, and I don't want to, like, bombard you with more information, but curious question. Are you at all open to look at ways to make extra money if it doesn't interfere right now with what you currently do? That's a question I ask over and over and over. Hey, curious question. Are you at all open to make extra money part-time if it doesn't interfere with what you currently do? If it doesn't interfere with what you currently do, you're going to get people that say, yeah, how does it work? Or yes. And if you get people that say, no, I'm not interested. This is what I do. I give them my business card and I say, that's fine. Here's my card. If you know people, right now that is looking to make more money, have them give me a call. It was great talking to you. And you walk away. It's all about posture. And make sure you work on your tonality. You see, communication, 55% of communication is body language. 38% is tonality. Hey, Mary, how are you today? Hey, Mary, how are you doing today? Big difference, right? Words have little, are the least that matter. Because, I mean, words are important, but words are only 7% of the whole equation. So, yes, you have to have a careful choice words, but if you're going to be saying, hey, you want to make some extra money? Hey, would you like to make some extra money part-time from home? Tonality, look at them in the eye. Eye contact is body language, just so you guys know. Eye contact is a form of body language. So look at them in the eyes and say, hey, Mary, how are you today? Great. Hey, listen, by any chance, are you at all open to make some extra money if it doesn't interfere with what you currently do? How does that work? Look, I know you're at work and I don't want to bother you. Let's do this. What's your number? Get really good at saying that. What's your number? Here's, I'm going to give you mine and we'll go ahead and catch up this week. And I want to share with you how this business works. That's it. All right. Don't be afraid of getting people's numbers, because I know consultants that say, I cannot ask them for their numbers. Guys, it's a business. We need their numbers. If you sign them up as a consultant, guess what? You're going to need that number. If you sign them up as a customer, guess what? You're going to need that number. So don't be afraid. Hey, what's your number? I live in a 956 area code. So this is what I do. Hey, you know what? Let me get your number. It's 956 what? And I look at my phone. And I type in 956, what? And they never leave me hanging, because people don't like to leave people hanging, at least not in front of your face. And they'll be like, oh, and they give you their number. And I say, fantastic. I'm going to go ahead and save it. What's your first and last name? And I'm going to text you mine. Let's connect. I'd really like to talk to you. And if it's not something for you, hey, no big deal. You see, discipline yourself to do that on a daily basis. Now, you have to decide. Is it going to be one person a day, five people a day, 10 people a day? It doesn't matter. The number really doesn't matter. What matters is that you do it daily. The habit is what matters. Even if you do one person a day, if you do that every single day, that's 365 people in 1 year. All right? 365 people in 1 year. You with a 10% success rate, that's 36 people that join your team. All right? That means that six of them are going to be, let me see, doing the math, that means that, okay, 36 people, right? So you need, doing the math here, six people in your marketing code, so, and then 18, so six people in your marketing code minus 18 people in your regional code. So if you do that one person, if you do that one person a day, every single day for 1 year, at the very bare minimum, you'll be a senior consultant with 12 people in your senior code. That's it. And you never know who those people will bring in if you do that daily. Okay, 36 new people. 36 new people over a period of time. And it can happen. Now, if you do two people a day, multiply that by 365, that's 730 people times 10% success or 90% failure, however you want to see it. 73 people minus 6 for your to go from MC to RC, minus 18 to go from RC to SC, and you'll have 49 people personally sponsoring your senior code. And you'll have more than enough people to work with to get you to executive by year number two. Now, I mean, I'm just showing you some numbers, what could happen, okay? And that's all by asking that simple question. How many people do you, curious question, Mary, are you at all open to make extra money right now if it doesn't interfere with your current busy schedule or if it doesn't interfere with what you currently do? How does that work? Let me get your number, and I'll shoot you some information a little later because I know you're at work. What is it? 956 what? Boom. And get the number and get the prospect. And that's all you do. Because remember, in closing, I want you guys to remember this. Motivation has nothing to do with success in this business. The only time motivation comes before success is in the dictionary. That's it. That's the only time motivation comes before success. Other than you go, it's like this. You go to the gym. And I use that because I like going to the gym. I'm not motivated half the time to go to the gym. You know, it's not a, ooh, I can't wait, you know, but at least not when I first started. But guess what? Then I made it a habit to go. I told myself, I'm going to go today. I wrote it down on my to-do list, and that's it. It's going to happen. I'm going to go today. And I would go. And then guess what? I would go the next day, and next day, weeks pass, months pass. My body started looking different. My wife started saying, hey, babe, you know, you're looking a little different. Oh, wow. Right? So then guess what? That's where the motivation came in, after the success. Make sense? So hopefully that this made sense for you. And I hope and pray that you really take this information to heart and use it to build your business. Because right now we are in a perfect time. We're not selling vitamins. We're not selling protein shakes or energy bars or energy drinks or anything like that. We're not selling anything that people have to budget themselves for. You know, guess what we're selling? We're selling ourselves, and we're selling a service that everybody has to have, and they cannot live without. So it's all a matter of selling yourself as to why you need to build this business. And when you're out there, just smile. Try this. I want to challenge you. And I'm going to give you my phone number so you can write it down. Like I said, my area code is 956-223-0151. But here's the deal. I want you to text me only after you tried this and you had one little success. That's it. I'm not saying for you to, that you had to sponsor the person. All I want you to do is text me only when you saw, you looked at someone, you smiled, you asked them how their day was, asked them if they were open to make extra money, and once you got their phone number. And text me, hey Dave, I did what you told me, and I got so-and-so's phone number. And I just want to see that, because that's going to hold you accountable to be able to do that. And I promise you, you get really good. Every day I get about 3 to 5 numbers. Random people. And my wife's like, how do you do it? I was like, I don't know. I was never this good. I was always a shy person in high school and even after high school. You know, it was just me, us four, no more, my little group of people. But now it's like, hey, how are you? Hey, let me help you with that. How's your day going? Hey, and if you're in a hurry, quick question before I let you go. I know it's the holidays. Do you know anyone that's looking to make some extra money? Not just for the holidays, but also well into 2022 and beyond. I am. Or no, not right now. Hey, no problem. Here's my business card. If that changes, let me know. And you move on. And just really, really get good at that. Discipline yourself to do that. All right? So thank you guys so much. This concludes our Sunday night National Business Building Call. I'm so blessed that Brian gave me the opportunity again to be on here with you all. And thank you so much for taking time off your Sunday. God bless you, and let's go rock it out. Keep Brian McClure in your prayers, and I will keep you all in my prayers as well. So God bless you, and I'm going to go ahead and unmute the line so we can say goodbye to one another.